17 points from Sarah Williams tonight. Leads Wisconsin in scoring. 8:40 to play. 17-point lead. Von Ohlhofen, jumper at the free throw line, falls. And a timeout by the Badgers. 69-50, USC matching its largest lead of the game. It's the Trojans by 19. Timeout, Wisconsin. Back after this break, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
69-50, USC leads Wisconsin here at the Kohl Center in Madison. John Audius with you courtside. Is 2-9, Wisconsin is facing 9-1, USC. Hey, Badger fans, more great basketball to check out here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin's right back to work on Sunday against Illinois. Tip-off is at 3:30. Tickets at uwbadgers.com. And a great crowd on hand tonight at the Kohl Center. The lower bowl here at the Kohl, pretty much full. It is National Girls and Women in Sports game. And the crowd has showed up here tonight. Badgers, 43% from the floor. USC, 52% from the field. And so far in this quarter, USC off to a 7-3 advantage scoring. 19 points from Sarah Williams. Tess Myers has 12, the two Badgers in double figures. USC has 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures, led by Kiki Iriafence, 13. Juju Watkins has 12. 19-point USC lead now. Full court pressure by the Trojans. Porter in the backcourt. Going to dribble out of it. Crosses the timeline. Throws it over to Kahn, left wing. To McCray out on top. McCray, a couple of dribbles to her right. Scoops to Porter. Ronnie gets a screen by Williams. Throws back to her right to McCray. Bouncing inside Williams. Down low on the left. Tough shot. Will bounce off the back bracket. No good. Picked up by SC. Trojans cross court pass to Samuels. She'll attack down the middle of the paint. Kick to Watkins in the corner. Leitzinger picks her up. Watkins on the floor for USC to the baseline. Good defense by Leitzinger. Back out. Now again to Watkins. Right wing. Leitzinger, a hand in her face. Watkins pull up. 15-footer. Short and a foul. Fourth foul now against Leitzinger. Just got a piece of Watkins on that shot. Second team foul called against the Badgers, but for Wisconsin, Leitzinger goes to the bench. Four fouls, 6 points. Watkins with 12 for USC. This to make it a 20-point game. Got it. Big Ten preseason player of the year, Juju Watkins. Got them both. Largest lead of the game for USC. It's at 21 points. Douglas is double-teamed in the backcourt, and a reach-in and a held ball. Von Ohlhofen ties up Douglas. Possession arrow to USC.
Yeah.
Marshall catches the inbounds pass at the free throw line. Williams defensively gives her some room. Over to Watkins on the right wing. Now Douglas picks up Juju. 7:38 to play in this game. Screened by Marshall on the right half of the court. Watkins lost the ball. Picks it up near midcourt. Plenty of time on the shot clock. She'll pull up from three. No, it's short. Williams collects it for the Badgers. Rebound number six tonight for Sarah Williams. To the left arc to Douglas. Out on top, Williams has it. Defended by Marshall. Dribbles to her right. Trying to hand off to Porter. Denied by Samuels. Now to McCray out on top. Spins it over to Cron on the left wing. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Cron has some space. Pull up at the free throw line. Rolls out, no good. McCray fighting down low. Offensive board and the put back up and in for McCray. 9 points for Carter McCray tonight. Erie Ben catches down low on the other side. Off the window for two. USC wasted no time there. 6:50 to go in the game. 73-52 Trojans. McCray out on top. Looks to her right. Finds Porter. Porter on the wing. Here comes a screen by Williams. Now right of the paint. Porter driving in. Got bumped in a foul on a driving layup attempt. No good with the layup, but Ronnie will go to the free throw line. USC 21-point lead. Here's Porter, 1 of 9 from the floor. These are her first free throws of the evening. Porter does lead the Badgers with 4 assists tonight. Also has 5 rebounds and 2 points. Up and in. Porter, by the way, is averaging 5 assists per game. That's second in the Big Ten. Like I mentioned, 4 tonight. Next free throw falls for Porter. 73-54. Down to a 19-point game. 6:28 to go in this one. Von Ohlhoffen launches a 3 over Cron on the right. It's short. Samuels has the rebound. And a foul against Samuels, trying to go up and grab that one over the top of Porter. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. It'll be USC's 3rd foul and Samuel's 3rd. In the 73-54, USC leads Wisconsin. Porter, backcourt, got bumped. Throws to McCray. Still need to get it across the timeline. They do with a pass over the head of the intended receiver and out of bounds. That was Gracie Gresh, who's into the game now. The Badgers freshman on the court. With 6:14 to go in this game. Badgers turn it over. Tough night holding on to the basketball for Wisconsin. It's a good USC defense. They lead the Big Ten, fewest points allowed in the conference. Other side, Smith catches down low, and Douglas can't believe that she just got called for a foul. She kind of has that sarcastic type of smile on her face. 73-54 USC. Trojans have the basketball. Wisconsin's season high on the stat column of turnovers is 23. That was at Minnesota a few games ago. Smith catches the inbounds left baseline. Pull up, mid-range, gonna fall. 75-54 USC. Wisconsin with 21 turnovers tonight. That was the point I was getting to. McCray, big drive, but a foul. Shot missed. And McCray goes to the free throw line. Yeah, 21 Wisconsin turnovers compared to USC's 7. And a big advantage on points off turnovers tonight for the Trojans, 19-5. Here's McCray. To get to double figures for the 3rd straight game. Got it. She's missed out on a double-double her last 2 games by 1 rebound. She now has 10 points and 9 rebounds tonight. 2nd free throw, no good. And a lane violation against USC. So she'll get another try. Free throws in. 75-56. USC ball in the lead. Here's a drive by Heckel, right of the lane. Jumper short. McCray hauls in her 10th rebound. Double-double tonight for McCray. Porter races into the front court for the Badgers. Hard bounce right of the paint to Williams. Williams working down low, kicking it back out to Ronnie. Top of the key to McCray. Steers it off to the left. Left wing, Cron. To Williams, top side. A ball fake and a drive in the paint. A step through. She lost it. Akunwafo comes away with it. 5:11 to go in the game. USC 75, Wisconsin 56. Left corner Smith, a three in the corner, no good. Rebound right into the lap of Williams, Wisconsin basketball. Porter pushes to the front court, 75-56 USC. Thresh catches right side, bouncing right of the paint. McCray going to work, tries the reverse, no, but a foul. McCray's been really successful down low, getting to the free throw line. These will be her fifth and sixth attempts at the free throw line when we come back. 4:50 to play in this game. It's USC 75, Wisconsin 56. Timeout on the floor, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
And welcome back courtside at the Kohl Center tonight as Wisconsin hosts the top 10 team. The Badgers facing number 7 USC. Trojans on top by a score of 75-56. Wisconsin has three players in double figures with 4:50 to go in this game. 19 points from Sarah Williams. She leads the squad. 7 rebounds tonight and 4 blocks too. And it's 12 points from Tess Myers and a perfect 4-4 shooting from the three-point arc. And 11 points now for McCray, who also has a double-double. McCray has 11 points and 10 rebounds. USC has 4 players in double figures, now led by Kiki Iriafen, who has 15 points. Juju Watkins, 14. So for the most part here tonight, Wisconsin has kept Watkins in check. She had 7 points in the first half, got a few of those points, I think 4 of the 7. I'd have to double check the stats. Late with about under 2 minutes to go, but second half now, total of in the game of 14. So this is a player, Watkins, who's the third leading scorer in the country, just about 25 per game. Wisconsin has turned it over, however, too many times, 22 turnovers, and USC is plus 14 on points off turnovers. Free throw by McCray is through. Also another big number on the fast break. USC up 18-6 on the Badgers. And in the paint, USC 40, Wisconsin 24. Next free throw falls off, no good. Akunwafo has the rebound. USC front court, 4:43 to go in this game. 75-57. Trojans lead the Badgers. Iwachukwu into the game now for USC. Heckel tries a three on the left. No good. McCray picks it up for the Badgers. Cron drives into the front court with a dribble. Touches the pass off to the right. Leitzinger will run the point now. She's playing with 4 fouls. As is Hallie Douglas. He's on the bench currently. Leitzinger. Right side. 10 on the shot clock. Has it in the baseline. Out to McCray to the left, and Gresh bounces for McCray, high post. McCray puts it on the floor, lost it on the floor. Shot clock's winding down. Leitziger catches, hoists it up at the shot clock buzzer, and drills it. Three-point bomb is in. 75-60, though. 15-point USC lead. Maybe it's a spark. Let's see what happens. 3:44 to go. Echol spins off to the right. Smith has it. Smith to the free throw line on a drive. Inside, and a foul called against the Badgers, as Iwachukwu was fouled by Wisconsin. And let's see who they got that on. That is team foul number 4. It's against Basovsky, who's into the game. That's her first. So no shot by Iwachukwu. Inbounds. Here's Howell for USC, driving in from the right. Iwachukwu with the basketball. Hands off Heckel. Drives left of the lane. Kicks out Howell for three. No, skips off the rim. Rebound grab by Wisconsin. And into the game now, Hademio as well. Now this is Bisball down low on the left for the Badgers. Cross court pass intercepted by Heckel. Layup good from the left side. 3 minutes to go. Fresh faces in for the Badgers. Some freshmen in there. Gresh, a freshman. Hademio, a freshman. Bisball, a freshman. Spasovsky, a freshman on the court. Now Lena Patty Bandla comes into the game. Patty Bandla, a sophomore. So four freshmen and a sophomore now on the floor for the Badgers with 3 minutes to play. Down by 17. Patty Bandla working it up the right sideline with the dribble. Hands off Hademio. Spasovsky, top of the key. Goes back over to Patty Bandla on the right. Trying to drive in, backing down right of the paint to Bisball. One dribble. Picks it back up. She's at the right elbow. Shot clock at 9. Bouncing for Spasovsky. Spasovsky trying to make a move and a reach-in foul with 7 on the shot clock. Foul against USC. 2:37 to go in this game. 77-60. Badgers are in the bonus and will be at the free throw line. Jovana Spasovsky, a freshman from Belgrade, Serbia. 3 of 4 at the free throw line this season. Missed it. Here's the next one for Spasovsky. Missed it. Rebound to USC. Howell races up the right sideline for the Trojans. About 2.5 minutes to go in this game. 17-point USC lead. Howell throws back to her right. This is Heckel. Mid-range jumper over Patty Bandla, and she drills it. 8 points now for Heckel. Well, Wisconsin looks like they're on their way to a 2-10 record in the Big Ten. Still holding on to the 14th spot in the conference standings. Top 15 will make the Big Ten tournament this year. Working down low, Gresh bouncing inside. Spasovsky missed it short. Rebound by USC. Samuels, right side, driving in on Patty Bandla. Tries a reverse layup. Too strong. Spasovsky has it, and she's fouled from behind. So just checking the Badgers' schedule down the stretch. After tonight, there'll be 6 games. Badgers will go back to the other side to shoot free throws. Sunday, Illinois comes here to the Kohl Center. And although the Illini are not in the top 25, they're on the outside looking in. They're 7-4 in a 4-place tie for 4th in the conference. Spasovsky makes the free throw. And then after that, 2 on the road, Michigan State, who's number 20, and then Penn State on the road for the Badgers. Next one by Spasovsky falls. 79-62, USC leading the ball with 1:47 to play in this game. So some challenges, but some also winnable games or gettable games for the Badgers, especially Penn State. And that's a big one for the Badgers as they try to fight off the teams behind them in the Big Ten standings. Foul against Wisconsin. Team foul number 4.
Yeah, the team's trying to chase down the Badgers in the Big Ten. 1-10 Rutgers and 1-10 Purdue, just a game back of Wisconsin, who has two conference wins. Free throw by Heckel is in. That was team foul number 5 that was called against Hadamiel. So USC at the free throw line. Another one upcoming here by Heckel. Then after that, it's 1-11 Penn State and 0-9 Northwestern. Badgers still play Penn State and Northwestern. So basically, there's 5 teams fighting for 2 spots. Badgers holding on to one of those spots in the 14. Bisball tries a 3. Almost a bank shot in. Rebound USC. A minute 22 to go. Howell for 3. And she drills it from the right wing. 22-point USC lead. Bisball, right elbow for the Badgers. The freshman hands off to Spasovsky. Throws over to Patty Bamla, the sophomore from Ohio on the right side, driving in the lane. Tough shot, no good. Got her own rebound, tries to go up. Swatted out of bounds by Akunwafo. Patty Bamla looking for her first points of the season. Had an opportunity there. 48 seconds to go in this game. Patty Bamla catches. Tries to make a move. Samuels takes it away. Steal USC. Up ahead. Layup in by Iwachukwu. Six seconds to go. It's 86-62 USC. Right side for Patty Bamla to Bisball. Long two is going to go off the rim. No good. Spasovsky offensive rebound with 20 seconds. Inside Bisball. Lost it. No. Poked out of bounds by USC. Badgers will get it back. seconds. Inbounds. Hadamiel to Patty Bamba out on top. Inside Bisball. Turnaround. Left hand. It's good. Down low on the left. 10 seconds to play, and USC can dribble this one out. Badgers going to fall to the number 7 team in the country. Final score tonight from Madison and the Kohl Center. USC defeats Wisconsin by a score of 86-64. Well, the Badgers, for a while there, were hanging with USC. But the Trojans, just too much here in the second half, as they took what was a 14-point lead at the start of the quarter and turned it into a 22-point victory. Once again, the final score, USC 86, Wisconsin 64. Coming up on tonight's postgame show, we'll run through the final numbers for you. We'll hear from Wisconsin assistant coach Jamie Gleasing as well. Postgame show comes your way in 2 minutes. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Postgame show is underway, 86-64, number 7 USC over Wisconsin, joined by the Badgers assistant coach Jamie Gleasing. I see you're looking at the box score. What kind of stands out the most to you here following tonight's game?
I do think that we did a good job on Juju, and we did spend a lot of time kind of focusing on that as far as game planning, but at the end of the day, they had a lot of people that stepped up on their team and produced for them on the offensive end. So that's one thing that obviously sticks out.
24 turnovers, a season high. Obviously, that kind of factors in, especially when you consider the points off turnovers tonight, 23-5 USC.
Yeah, I mean, the press definitely sped us up, which is what they do to a lot of teams, and we didn't handle it as well as we wanted to and execute it as, you know, cleanly as we would like. We talked a lot about ball control, and that's been a thing that we've really emphasized this whole season. Mm-hmm. I think we've done better, this year, but obviously today with 24, a little too much.
It was as low as a three-point game in the second quarter after an early run. It got down to single digits in the third quarter. I guess, what do you see down the stretch? What's the difference?
I think that they just had an answer when we had, you know, a little bit of wind in our sails. I think we gave up easy stuff for them, especially in transition. So we just couldn't capitalize. We weren't getting, like, stop, score, stop. You know, we weren't putting more than one stop together, and we were just giving them something that was too easy. So it seemed like they kind of had an answer to anything that we tried.
All right, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Jamie Gleasing as Wisconsin drops this one 86-64 to USC. We'll take a break and come back and look at the numbers next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Forgiveness education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. and you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach. Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
I am so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Back at the Kohl Center, once again, Wisconsin falls to 7th-ranked USC, 86-64. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. USC had 5 players score in double figures, led by Kiki Irofenz, 15 points on 6 of 11 shooting, with 4 rebounds and 3 assists. The Badgers hold Juju Watkins to well below her season average, about 10 or so under her season average of 24.7. She scores 14 points tonight, 4 of 11, including 5 of 6 at the free throw line. So a pretty good job against Watkins. Problem is, like I said, 5 players in double figures. Howell had 14 on 2 of 4 shooting from downtown. And then it was 11 points for Von Olhoffen on 5 of 7 shooting. She did hand out 4 assists and 10 points by Heckel on 4 of 7 shooting. She handed off 5 assists. 9 points from Smith. Akunwafo had 5 with 6 rebounds. And 2 points from Samuels. And there you go. That's the USC scoring. For the Badgers, Wisconsin had 3 players in double figures, led by their leading scorer, Sarah Williams. 19 points, right at her season average of 19.1 this season. She also collected 7 rebounds and blocked 4 shots in 33 minutes. She was 8 of 20 from the floor, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Tess Myers hit every single shot she took, 4 of 4 from the 3-point arc, 12 points tonight. And for Myers, who came in 14.5 points per game her last 2. She now has 10 times this season scored in double figures. Carter McRae, for the 13th time in the 3rd straight game, has gone for double figures. 12 points and 11 rebounds from McRae, a double-double tonight on 4 of 8 shooting. After that, the Badgers used 9 points from Natalie Leitzinger. She did have an assist and 1 rebound. 4 points from Lily Cron on 2 of 3 shooting, although Cron did not attempt a 3 tonight. Spasovsky scores 2. Porter had 4 points on 1 of 9 shooting, 6 rebounds, and a team-best 4 assists. And then Hallie Douglas did not score 0 of 1, did have 4 rebounds and 2 assists. Deanna Jimenez did not score in 3 minutes, neither did Gresh, Jaramillo, or Patty Bandla. Also scoreless, Bisball did have 2 on 1 of 3 shooting in 3 minutes for Wisconsin. So there you go. Badgers fall 86-64. Wisconsin 11-12 overall this season and 2-10 in the Big Ten. I'll tell you what that means for the Big Ten standings when we come back, plus some highlights to get to as well. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Welcome back. Wrapping up the post-game show, Wisconsin falls to USC 86-64. Before we get to some highlights tonight, let's check the Big Ten scoreboard.
as number one UCLA at 21-0 is hosting number eight Ohio State. That game about ready to get underway. One final, Washington beats Penn State 82-71. That's of significance for Wisconsin fans. The Badgers currently in the 14th spot in the Big Ten standings. Top 15 make the Big Ten tournament. And so then trailing the Badgers by one game is Penn State at 1-10 and Rutgers at 1-10. Rutgers and Purdue at 1-10. Penn State now 1-11 after that loss. And then Northwestern at the number 18 spot. So really there's, you know, three teams, one back in the win column of Wisconsin. And in total, there's five teams with two wins or less, including the Badgers, all fighting for the 14 and 15 spots. So it should be interesting down the stretch because Wisconsin still on the schedule, Penn State and Northwestern. Penn State is 1-11. Northwestern is 0-9 in the conference. But up next for the Badgers, they'll take on Illinois. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But time to listen to some of the highlights from tonight's game. Wisconsin comes up short in their matchup against 7th-ranked USC, but let's take a listen to some of the sounds from tonight's game. Now Wisconsin, other side. Myers tries a three, and it's in. First field goal of the game from Tess Myers. Bouncing inside Williams with 2 seconds. Williams off the window. It's good at the buzzer. Defended by Smith, screened by Williams. Porter has some space now. Bounces back to Sarah. Ball fake. Throws it inside. McCray has it, two on the shot clock. Out to Myers for three. Got it. Here is Natalie Leitzinger for three in the corner. Leitzinger whites it up. Press 20 seconds for the Badgers. Skip it to the far side corner. Three is in for Tess Myers. Corner three for number three. Looks inside, looking for Williams. She gathers down low. Big move by Sarah Williams. It's good. And a foul. Badgers have a 5-on-4. Myers drills the three on the left side. Fifth Badgers three. Myers is 4-of-4. Out to McCray to the left and Gresh. Bounces for McCray high post. McCray puts it on the floor. Lost it on the floor. Shot clock's winding down. Leitzinger catches. Hoists it up at the shot clock buzzer and drills it. There you go. Some of the highlights from tonight's Badgers game. Once again, USC comes away a winner here tonight at the Kohl Center, 86-64. Up next for the Badgers, another home game on Sunday against Illinois. The Illini come in with a 7-4 Big Ten record in fourth place, tied for fourth in the conference. That one tips off at 3:30 p.m. You can listen to it if you're locally in the area in Madison on 100.9 FM on Sunday, as that one will have the pregame starting at 3:10. Once again, 3:30 is the tip time. Well, I'd like to thank everybody who helped out with tonight's broadcast. John Audius saying so long from the Kohl Center where the Badgers fall. I'd like to thank Brett Weiberg for his help in Jefferson City. And so long from the Kohl tonight where the Badgers fall to USC 86-64. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Once I found other people of color, it's a real common thing across the POC community, you know. It's definitely art therapy, not only for our community, but for other communities to maybe get enveloped or wrap in or a connection point to share common grief and heal together.
Yeah, I know on the 12th, you'll be overseeing and helping people come in and do some screen printing. Let's talk a little bit about that. That's from 10 to 7, so that's a long day for you and people coming in. Talk about some of the parameters, what you need from people to come in to do this work. And I know we give out shirts and everything, and you're a big part of that. But let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. At my workshops, I don't give out shirts. What it is, you bring your own fabric and we'll screen print for free. And I tell orgs, if you bring more than like five things, you know, you have to leave some employees, like you can't chip off like 50 shirts and expect to pick them up later. You know, you got to leave some employees. So it's very volunteer based and community based. And we do work hard. Don't get me wrong. But we do have orgs that set up ahead of time that I'm real pussy. Like we have leftovers from last year, but generally speaking, it's sometimes like, Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center, Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, Native American Community Clinic. They definitely bring a lion's share of shirts to give away. That'll be like 500 to 1,000 items we'll try to print that will be given away the next day. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is if you bring your own fabric, we'll screen print for free, but that's one or two items. But as a community member, I've seen families, we've just showed them how to pull screens and they get into it. And then, you know, they'll go home and get their laundry basket and bring back all the cotton that'll fit under a screen, you know? And then some folks won't do anything. They'll just sit there and eat and talk and share. And that's great too. You know, it's really whatever capacity you can be there. It's just lovely to have community there. And we used to make posters. This year we're not so it's just every year depends on budget and time and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have at least 8 screens pulling at a time. Volunteers are lining up. And then the shirts they do have to dry overnight. Oh, 1 minute till break. I'm hoarding space. but yeah, volunteers welcome and bring all the cotton fabric. Cotton works best.
Well, Anna, we got, you got scarves you gave out last year, this year too, right?
Yeah, we'll have some blank red bandanas that could be printed. And yeah, we'll have more of the scarves from last year. We really want to encourage people to come out to the screen printing, to the march. We want to lend support to families and really let them know that they're not alone in this. We talk about what it means to be a good relative in the community. And I want to really bring that home this year. How would you search for your relative if they were missing? These are our nieces. These are our nephews. Like, they're our family. When we talk about Hunkah families or adopting each other, like, these are people, these are relatives that are missing. This isn't somebody else's daughter. These are our kids. These are our brothers, sisters, grandmas, grandpas. So just bringing that home.
Right on. We'll be talking about that more in the next segment. And you're listening to Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back.
Registration is open for the Community Connections Conference on February 8th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's a free, fun way to get involved in local decision-making. Join the city of Minneapolis for workshops, resources, music and dance, good food, a scavenger hunt, jobs, internships, and a conversation on community health. RSVP at minneapolismn.gov/CCC. That's minneapolismn.gov/CCC.
Thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. That's mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Native history in Minnesota is diverse and rich. Indigenous people have dwelled here for thousands of years and continue to live here today. Our home, Native Minnesota, at the Minnesota Historical Society, shares the history and contemporary stories of the region's Native peoples. Now on display, the mask designed by Miwokan Dakota artist Cole Redhorse Taylor and worn by Minnesota Wild goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury. Visit the Minnesota History Center to hear stories of resilience, adaptation, and survival.
Do you have a vehicle you no longer need? Are you a little cash-strapped? Rudy Luther Toyota will pay you for your used vehicle. It's really simple. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com, answer a few simple questions, and Rudy Luther Toyota will get you an instant offer. Then they will set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they will handle all the paperwork and coordinate getting you your check. It's that simple. It's a fast way for you to get rid of the vehicle you no longer need, putting money in your hands. For more information, head to RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ow. Hey, we are talking about what's coming up this week. And Anna, I want to get back to you. We're with Anna and Rory, and I want to get back to you about what you were saying at the end there. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be a little different this year and the little different focus that you were just talking about before we went to break.
Yeah. You know, last year we really tried to be intentional about making sure that we say the names. We always say that, right? Say their names. And so we want to really acknowledge relatives. We're starting to try and get a more comprehensive list. As you all know, data is like one of the shortcomings that we don't have enough of to really give a total look at everybody who has been impacted. And so we're trying to do better at that, but also really just calling on community to, like, our bandanas are sweet, our scarves are sweet, and our license plates, we're super happy to have that. But also just like really asking community, like, claim our relatives. This isn't somebody else's child who's missing. These are your nieces, your nephews, your brothers and sisters, your grandmas. And so just really trying to build that sense of community. Rory does that with bringing folks together through art and doing that, but really wanting to send, you know, messages to families and not just saying the words, really building up, like, they're not alone in this. And that's really something I want to push this year and do better as a state, is building that sense of community and letting families know they're not alone, because we hear too many of those stories of moms, of families, you know, having been responsible for searches after the, you know, little bit of buzz. If there's any media coverage on it at all, that goes away and families are left without answers. And so wanting to build up their support systems and show them what we as Indigenous people can do, not divided by tribes. We're Indigenous relatives, whether you're from North America, South America, Red Lake, Leech Lake, you know, the Dakota tribes, you know, we're relatives, and we have to be that. We've had enough impact of divide and conquer. So it's time to do better.
I agree 100%. And Rory, you were saying earlier, one out of three, out of the 78,000 relatives that live in the Twin Cities, that's a big number.
Yeah, for us as Native people, yeah, that's huge. But I get, for the whole population of Minnesota, you know, it just kind of gets drowned out. No, right. Pun intended there, I guess. Sorry. That analogy. And yeah, I kind of lost. I was going to add on to what Anna was saying. But yeah, over the years, we have, you know, we're at, you know, roughly 10,000 items, not including those red dresses we did during COVID because we couldn't assemble. But what she sparked my memory of a performance that everyone should check out that Rebecca Belmore did about 30 years ago, where she called out the names of the missing and murdered as an art piece in a video. And that's when video art and everything was it was not art back then. You know what I'm saying? It was movie or kitsch. It wasn't fine art yet or whatever. I don't know. It was it was whatever. But anyway, that was that. That's the art context. But I thought it was just such a strong piece 30 years ago. And that really influenced what I wanted to do, that messaging for art, literally. You know, so I think it's like full circle that art can do that now. And I think, you know, maybe we need to start putting, you know, stenciling names out on the streets with like these little red dress stencil cutouts and paint names in them, and just get the names out there. You know, these aren't just statistics that can just get drowned out. You know, we're people and families that are still grieving and will continue to. And not only that, I don't want to get into the boarding school stuff, but, you know, that's, you know, my grandmother wouldn't teach us the language because she was afraid we'd get treated like she did for knowing it. And I mean, given this climate we're in now, I mean, how far off of right was she? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I digress. But yeah, we got to, I want to, anyone, it's all about money, right? I have kids, I have bills to pay, and, you know, I'm sick now, and we got to still find ways to, I want to cover the streets with art and paint, you know, paint the streets red, names included. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Little tangential art brain there. Sorry.
That's a big deal. I went to, what's his name? The guy that does all the stuff in New York City, went to his museum where they do all the art, the graffiti, and bring out the public message. So I'm all for that. Anna, we digressed a little bit with the numbers. I was off on the numbers a little bit, but I've always been told 1 out of 3 of our relatives, our lady relatives, will be abused in one way or another. And what I was getting at 78,000 people in the Twin Cities, half of them are women. That's a big number.
Yeah, actually, it depends on the type of violence, whether it's sexual violence or physical violence. Those numbers are, you know, 8 out of 10. And so they're even higher than as we start to do deeper dives into the data and what we're seeing as national trends. And that's just... How can that be? But, you know, part of the MMI W Task Force report identified the root causes of MMIR as being, you know, when did we start going missing and become murdered at colonization? Yeah. And then that continued with the attempted genocide of our people through, you know, what Rory mentioned, not just boarding schools, but all the historical trauma on top of sexual objectification of Indigenous people and racism and sexism. There's so many, so many of those root causes that just that have impacted our community for so long. And so we're trying to raise awareness around it and address that. And within our office, we do a lot of training on different aspects within the general community, within law enforcement, victim service providers, court services, the child welfare system. And so we're doing that, but it's a drop in the bucket. We have a lot of work to do. So we're trying and showing up as the first step. So that's one of the reasons we're doing this walk, this march, is to show up, to be there.
Absolutely. And then if we can, we got about a minute left. Anna, can you just say where the, on the 12th, where that will be held, and also I believe it's going to be starting and ending at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, the march.
Yep. So the screen print event is at Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. I saw Ruth on earlier, so hosted in her location. And then the march, like you mentioned, will be February 14th at the New American Indian Center. We're happy to have this beautiful center be the host, and we've squished into East Phillips Community Center for some years. And
this is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, more visits to new legislators and members of the LGBTQ caucus, Senator Kristen Alfheim and Assembly Rep Christian Phelps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Declaring the war on women's sports is over, President Trump issued an order barring trans women from women's sports.
President Trump before the cameras and a cheering crowd in the East Room, signing an executive order banning transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. The head of the NCAA said, of the approximately 510,000 college athletes in this country, fewer than 10 are known to be transgender. And tonight, advocacy groups fear this move will only lead to more discrimination and harassment.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Legal rulings starting to stack up against Trump's bid to end birthright citizenship. A second federal judge, this one in Maryland, issued a preliminary injunction against the order. Earlier, a federal judge in Washington State blocked it. He beat and suffocated to death a pastor in his own Arlington, Texas church in 2011. Stephen Lawayne Nelson got a lethal injection in Texas on Wednesday. This is ABC News.